Hello and welcome to Entertain Me, a David Hill podcast. I am your host, David Hill, and I'd like you to meet not also my guest, but also my girlfriend, Jessica.
Hi, I'm Jessica, his girlfriend.
How are you doing today, Jessica?
I'm good, babe. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm very excited to do this first podcast we're doing together.
Yeah, me too.
And basically what Entertain Me is, it's a podcast where we'll discuss all things that are entertaining. It could be movies, video games, comic books, etc., etc., you know. And just to give you a heads up, I say most of the time, it may be just the both of us. I may have a different guest too sometimes. But most of the time, we're probably going through movies because we'll probably go over one game we've been playing, Hogwarts Legacy, because you're a huge Harry Potter fan.
I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm not a Harry Potter fan, but I do love that game. But anyway, this may be short. This is our first podcast together, so we're new to this. But I figured we start off with a franchise that I've gotten you into when we first started dating, known as the John Wick franchise. So for those who may have not seen these movies yet, and if you haven't, you are totally missing out, because these movies are awesome. But anyway, if you haven't seen this movie, what is the first movie all about? Who is this John Wick? Well, to give a bit of a summary, John Wick is a man who is a retired assassin who just lost his wife from some unknown illness. Did they explain what illness
she had? I don't think so.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. But anyway, it starts off with him waking up in the morning and attending his wife's funeral. Suddenly, after the funeral, he gets a knock on the door and a puppy is delivered to him from his wife. Apparently, she scheduled the puppy to be delivered after her death, so he could have someone to comfort him while he grieves the death of his wife. But suddenly, one morning, he encounters a small Russian mafia group at a gas station when one of the young men tries to buy John Wick's car from him. John Wick declines, and later that night the Russian group attacks John Wick, knocking him out, killing his dog, and stealing his car. The man who is the leader of the group is named Yosef Tarasov, and he brings him back to a high-end chop shop owned by John Wick's old friend Ariello. Ariello realizes John Wick's car and refuses service to Yosef. Yosef's father, Vigo, who is the Russian crime boss and the father of Yosef, and finds out about this situation. Vigo beats his son for what he has done and explains to him why he has made a grave mistake. Now, what I thought was pretty cool and pretty intense was when Vigo explains to his son that John Wick is a very dangerous man and will not stop till he's dead, especially when they call him the Baba Yaga, which means boogeyman in Russian, I believe. But they said that he was the one they caught, and the one that gives me chills was when Vigo says, John Wick is the man you sent to kill the boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Vigo explains that John Wick was a hitman who is very known and feared in the underground world, who explained him as ruthless, relentless, man of focus, commitment, and sheer will. So Vigo tries to talk to John Wick for standing down, but John Wick refuses. So he sends a group of his henchmen to kill John Wick. And that's when John Wick's wicked adventure of revenge begins. So, Jessica.
Yes.
What did you think about this movie when you first saw it? Without spoiling it, of course, if you can.
Well, I loved it. All the movies are great.
Yep. And we will discuss each one of those per episode.
Yes, yes. But, I mean, mainly I love it because, you know, Keanu Reeves. Yeah. I mean, he's pretty badass, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think actually this franchise actually saved his acting career because he was also in the Matrix movies as Neo. Have you seen those movies, babe? The Matrix movies?
No, I have not.
I remember seeing the first Matrix movie, which we'll do those definitely in the future.
Yes.
And I loved it. I saw the first one as a kid. I played some of the games, some of them they were terrible back then, but I loved them for some reason.
Right,
But as a kid, you don't know any better. But, yeah, this really saved his career, and he's actually a pretty nice, popular guy. I mean, I've heard and seen videos of him being very nice to people. Like, in my opinion, if it was a celebrity I would want to meet him.
Me too.
And The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, second. Yeah. So
totally.
But yeah, when I first saw this movie, this came out, I think, 2015, I believe. I think so. It's been about 8-9 years ago, almost 10. Mm-hmm. When I didn't know much about this movie when it first came out. Mm-hmm. So when I heard people say it was good things, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to rent it. And when I first saw it, I was like actually surprised and blown away. The action mm-hmm. is phenomenal.
Yes. Keanu Reeves, he does his own stunts. And the most amazing part of all the action is that he's able to do it looking nice.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's
with a suit on.
That blows me away.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, and he does it very well.
Yeah, but...
And also, I mean, the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Is so cute.
Yeah, it was a shame that they had to kill the puppy. I was like,
I know.
That's messed up.
I hated that.
Yeah, that was probably my least favorite part and hard to watch.
Yeah, it was hard to watch.
Yeah. And what I really liked, you know, is like most people, I think people made a meme about describe a movie plot poorly. It says, guy kills a dog, steals a car, man goes after on a rampage. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, now, and people would say that's like it is a big deal if someone killed your dog and stole your car, but in the way they made this, it's like 10 times worse. Like, if you stole even a cookie from John Wick, he would probably go after you.
Yeah, John Wick is the guy you do not want to piss off.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but, okay, so my favorite scene's probably the house where the henchman comes into... his house when Viggo sends his henchmen in and tries to kill him. And it's amazing. It's finely choreographed, you know. Mm-hmm. I like how he makes, like, perfect headshots like that. I'm like, dang. Mm-hmm. I think Keanu Reeves is actually very trained in weapons, like guns and stuff like that.
I think so. And not only that, but, I mean... okay, if you have not seen the movie, I'm sorry, but there is going to be a spoiler alert.
Okay.
Because I cannot talk about this scene.
Yeah.
When he kills the three guys with the pencil.
Oh, yeah.
Like how do you kill somebody with just a pencil?
Are you talking about when the guy Viggo mentions it to his...
No, whenever the scene where he actually does
it. That was in John Wick 2.
Oh.
That's okay.
Sorry, spoiler alert for that too.
Yeah, that's okay. But that did give me chills when they mentioned about... Viggo's like, I saw him kill two guys with a freaking pencil. I'm like, jeez.
Yeah.
The first time I saw him, I'm like, dang, with a pencil? And then it does show that in John Wick 2, which is very brutal. Very brutal.
Oh, yeah. But it's pretty awesome,
too. Yeah, it's really it's really good. You begin to like the character John Wick. Like, you actually feel sorry for him. In fact, a friend of mine told me, like, we're not going to spoil 4, so, babe, don't spoil 4.
I'm
not yet. We won't say it, but we don't know if they're going to make another John. We've seen the 4th one. We don't know if they're going to make another one yet, because I've heard it's supposed to be about the 5 stages of grief. You know, he lost his wife, you know. I don't remember the exact order. There's depression, anger.
Denial.
Denial. Bargaining, I think, was one of them. I can't remember.
Bargaining, yeah.
Yeah, but...
and acceptance.
Acceptance. Yeah, acceptance was the last one. I remember that. I'm glad you remember. I'm surprised you remember that. Good job, babe.
Well, I mean, I do remember things, you know.
So yeah, I used to remember things, but now it's hard for me to do it. But anyway, so anyway, if you have not seen this movie or have seen any of the movies, we would highly recommend you go see these movies now. Now, we are definitely going to go through the next few movies or episode. I don't know if we're gonna do them the like 3 episodes straight or something like that, or just do a John Wick 1 movie and then do a different movie, then go back to John Wick 2. I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
Whatever we decide to do.
Yeah, whatever we decide to do. We're still new at this, so. But Jessica, would you recommend this movie to anybody?
Oh yeah, yeah. I would recommend the whole series.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, babe. We should just, you know, sometime that we have time off of work, a significant amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
We should just have a John Wick movie marathon.
Yeah. As soon as the fourth one comes out, though, we can get the one on DVD.
I think that would be a perfect date.
Yeah, that would be perfect date. Yeah, but anyway, we know this podcast is short. Sorry about that. But like I said, we're just starting. We're figuring out how things go. So hopefully if you like this podcast, give it a like, comment down below, subscribe to the podcast channel. Babe, anything you want to say?
Stay tuned for more.
God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Bye.
Bye.